Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll get to the NBA stuff in a second. So I went to the Civil War game on Saturday.
You were there, I saw.
I did, I took my daughter.
Did she have a good time?
She did, she thought it was really cool. You know, I got to show her the campus a little bit because we had to park a little ways away. Yeah. She was like, oh, what's this building? I was like, I don't know. None of these buildings were here when I was here.
No, this is new.
She goes, you're that old? I was like, I mean, I'm not really that old, but it just boomed in the last couple years.
So we're going back to your old college town after a long time.
I took a picture of Finley Hall, which is just a regular dormitory. Athletes are in there, but also regular students. And I took a picture of it, sent it to a buddy of mine who stayed there his freshman year. And he goes, oh, what building's that?
He didn't even remember.
Doesn't even remember it. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's Finley. You're
Wait,
right.
What?
You're right. But went to the game. Great time. Atmosphere was awesome.
Yeah, it looked like it on TV, man.
It was sold out, like completely sold out. There wasn't an empty seat all the way to the top. Ducks had early lead back and forth anyways. The Beavers get the win.
It was a good, ugly game is what I would label it.
Dude.
Like 44-44
oh my
with
God.
A couple minutes left.
It was 44-44 with 6 minutes to go. I was like, this is embarrassingly bad basketball.
Oregon, it felt like went an hour and a half without getting a bucket in the second half. Yet somehow Oregon State was like only up by four. It's like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, Oregon was turning the ball over, making just bad decisions. And then Oregon State just missed all their shots and they couldn't hold the ball either. But we get through the game, take her home, not thinking too much of it. Like, oh, not shocking they beat a team like Oregon, and then they probably go lose to California again. But I got tagged in a tweet that was from another media member named Matt Prim, who covers recruiting stuff, I think, for Oregon. And the tweet was basically Oregon State the next day on Sunday said, you know, uh-oh, upset. And it was like a highlight video of them winning and then – some fans rushed the court, like the students, but really there wasn't that many of them. I would say that maybe 200 students rushed the court. Sure. Not a ton of them. And the tweet was something effect of, they love to beat Oregon. And I was like, yeah?
Yeah, it's a rival. I usually like to beat your rival, sure.
And somebody responded with, I was like, well, it is a rivalry. And I'm paraphrasing here, but the response from him was basically something the effect of, well, when Oregon State beats Oregon, it's a huge deal. When Oregon wins, it doesn't matter. To which I would say, one, that's a very pro-Oregon argument you would use there. Like, pretty big Duck fan would say something like that. But that being put aside, I don't like that it gets to that point. Because I know rivalries are not all the same, and Michigan-Ohio State is not what Oregon-Oregon State is, right?
Sure,
I'm not going to be I'm not lying about that, but... like this idea that like winning a rivalry game just simply doesn't matter as much because one program's had far more success than the other. I guess I don't follow the logic there.
No, I don't either. The notion that it wouldn't have been a big deal for Oregon to beat Oregon State on Saturday is dumb. I would have loved to have seen Oregon beat Oregon State on Saturday. I got texts from all sorts of people when they lost that game. Like it was awful to watch. Oregon had just dropped one at Stanford. You want them to get going again, and it was really frustrating. So, no, it sucked to lose that game, and I would have much rather watched them win that, especially considering against Oregon State, especially considering that they've now lost three in a row to Oregon State, and they've lost four out of five. The only part of the argument that I understand is it's Oregon has just accomplished. I think the program's just at a different spot, right? They've just accomplished more over the last handful of years. Oregon State swept the season series last year, and Oregon went to the Sweet 16. That's the unique part about college basketball is these games can matter, but also at the same time not matter.
Well, look at Duke, North Carolina.
Right, exactly.
North Carolina sucks. They went to overtime and barely lost to Duke.
Right, and North Carolina is just awful this year, and they still, I mean, they had no business losing that game. I had that in my show notes as well. That's
boy.
A whole other thing,
yep.
How they lost it. If anything, though, the sense on Oregon State excitement over, you should always be excited about beating your rival. That's sports. You get excited about beating teams that you hate. If anything, though, watching what Oregon State has done in the last 2+ years now against Oregon would piss me off that much more as a Beaver fan. Like, Dan Altman, I think you could make a pretty strong argument, is the best coach in the conference, right? I mean, him and Sean Miller.
I mean, right? Let's be honest. Nobody's picking anybody over Tana Altman. Even Sean Miller. Right. Sean Miller, has he even been to an Elite Eight yet?
I think he's been to one, but I think it was early in his tenure. But so Dana Altman is a great coach. His teams are always going at the end of the year. No matter how the regular season goes, you know they're going to turn it on when they need to.
They're like the Blazers.
They're really like the Blazers in that regard, right? Yeah. So Oregon has been a solidified program. They've been winning. They've been going to tournaments. And Oregon State and Wayne Tinkle have their number. They have. I mean, they've won 4 out of 5 and 3 in a row now. They swept the season series last year. They beat them, so I wouldn't be shocked at all if they won the game at the end of the year in Eugene. They just have their number. That would leave me even more pissed as a Beaver fan, though, because where is that? Oregon State now has 3 wins over top 25 teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
Three nice wins, too. Like
Arizona,
nice,
Oregon, Colorado.
And Colorado, they have 3 wins over top 25 teams, arguably the 3 best teams in the conference, yet they sit at the bottom of the, or I guess just ahead of Washington near the bottom of the Pac-12 standings.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a deeper conversation about coaching and talent with Oregon State in that regard of they can put it together from time to time and win those games. But like I mentioned, they have the UCLA game or a Cal game where you look at a team and you go, well, that team's not very good. And you have 2 4-stars in your starting lineup. Kyler Kelly's pretty good now. You should be able to win.
He dominated on Saturday night. Oregon didn't have a center.
He did. And it was funny watching Oregon get kind of pissed at him and like little elbows because I was sitting pretty close. It's not so much like, oh, Oregon should be celebrating and storming the court when they beat Oregon State. It's more just like we're to a point now where rivalries don't even matter. Like, you can't tell that to any other fan bases within the country, right? Like, real rivalries. And I know Oregon, again, has been to a Final Four. No issues, largely missing the tournament on a yearly basis. But it still matters. To act like Oregon beating Oregon State doesn't feel good whatsoever. That's not true. That's one of the more false things I've heard. Because what's funny is the same Duck fan that doesn't tweet me if Oregon State wins or Oregon State has a run of doing something well and Oregon struggles is the same fan that will tweet me when Oregon beats Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, must suck to be a Beaver fan.
Yeah, they'll let you hear it.
Always taking this ass kicking. It's like, well, okay, clearly there's something tied to that, right? It's always nice to beat your rival.
It's not meaningless when Oregon beats Oregon State in anything.
I guess I'm to a point where maybe it does mean something.
I do think
more for Oregon State.
Right, just because the programs are at different points.
But to completely dismiss the Oregon side of it, like it doesn't matter. That's
stupid.
That's stupid to me. Like that's really arrogant and quite frankly, kind of douchey. Like, who cares? Another game.
Yeah.
It's your rivalry. And whether it's football or basketball or baseball, Oregon State is head and shoulders. They're light years ahead of Oregon baseball. When they lose to Oregon, Beaver fan still gets pissed.
Yeah, right.
And largely when they dominate them, Beaver fan uses that ammo.
Sure, I'd probably troll a little bit on Twitter if Oregon beats him in baseball this year.
Right.
So, and it's a meaningless, I mean, it's a 40-50 game season, right? So one loss doesn't kill you or derail you.
And we're talking about a team that's won multiple national championships.
Right.
And that fan base has been largely spoiled by what Pat Casey established. It still matters to them.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a really douchey thing to say. And I think you can argue, if your simple argument
Oregon,
is...
That Oregon doesn't care about being Oregon.
Right?
That's, to me,
if
it's like, really...
If your simple argument is that win just means more for Oregon State than Oregon, I agree with that. Just because, again, the programs are at different spots. If Oregon beats Oregon State at the end of the year, you're not going to have students rushing the court. That's just not going to happen.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the only part of it I agree with. To say it's meaningless is dumb. And I think a prime example of that, too, and I don't mean to pivot to another rival.
Oh, I got one that I was going to, we might be using the same one here.
Okay, well, go back to the Oregon UW game a number of weeks ago.
Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding.
And who, by the way, is the worst team in the conference right now?
UW has done what in, like, the last 3 years?
They haven't done anything.
Okay,
they suck.
Peyton Pritchard's entire career at Oregon, UW has been garbage.
Yes.
What did he do when they won in Seattle recently?
Right. He talked to us, said, this is my state, rant. Yeah, and Oregon, I watched that entire game. They were down by 18. They had no business winning. They came back. They pulled it out of their ass. Pritchard hit the big shots. I loved every second of it. I got a cousin-in-law who's a diehard Husky. I texted him immediately after the game. Said, take that, you know, choice words in there. Like, that was awesome to watch. And I probably would have said the same thing on Saturday night because that place was jumping. Oregon State looked good out of the start. They came back in the game. It was a little back and forth. It would have been fun to shut all those fans up, but you didn't. The argument that it's meaningless it holds no water.
I mean, to me, the UW has been irrelevant in basketball really since Brandon Roy, or maybe Isaiah Thomas. When Isaiah Thomas left, which was what, 2000 and...
Yeah, it's been a number of years.
11 or 12 or whatever. Well, like, they have not done anything. They've gotten two coaches, like, and it means everything, right? Like, Peyton Pritchard has not lost at whatever their arena is called in Seattle, and he lets you know after mm-hmm. they won, hey, bottom feeder Washington, I own this arena.
Yeah.
It means something. To act like it means nothing, it's like, come on, man.
And I think, by the way, that solidified on Saturday that I don't know if he ever won a Gill. Didn't he go 0-4 at Gill?
Oh, I'd have to look that up. That'd be very interesting if he did.
Because I thought there was something that, like, Tinkle had was like 4-0 or 3-0 at home or something like that.
I know they won 3-0, and as you mentioned, 4 or 5.
So
but
maybe they won 4 years ago as freshman year because that was the Final Four team, so maybe that one was a dub, but yeah, like, I can't remember.
Having students rush the court for beating their rival, who also, by the way, is a top 25 team, that's pretty normal, isn't it? Isn't that kind of what normal behavior with college hoops would be about? I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on this. I don't think we should stop appreciating rivalries. We shouldn't stop poking each other's bears. Like, hey, how'd that go out for the Ducks? Hey, how'd that go for the Beavs? Yeah. Don't get rid of that. That's what's special and great about college athletics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.